And now, Jim Dearman.
What happens to someone who takes his own life? Many people, religious people included, conclude that such a person goes to hell. I am careful not to make such quick conclusions. Now that's the statement and question as he wrote them. First of all, let's understand that for a person to take his own life, to commit suicide, that word means self-murder or self-killing, for a person to do so is wrong. In Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 19, we read that the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You notice in that list, murderers are listed. So one who murders himself, commits suicide, cannot go to heaven. Now, before we go too far, though, let's understand that that does not necessarily apply to anyone who kills himself. I'll give you a couple of examples, and I think you'll understand what I'm saying. It's possible that a small child might find a gun. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know that it's dangerous. He doesn't know that he's doing anything wrong. He may pick that gun up, and in playing with it, he may kill himself. Now, this person technically has killed himself, but he certainly didn't do so on purpose. He didn't understand what he was doing, and therefore would not be held accountable for what he had done. He is not guilty of a sin, although it is a terrible tragedy. Also, it's possible that a person may, at some point in his life, lose his senses, lose his mind, lose his ability to reason, and having done so, may not understand what he's doing. Now, I want to put a word of caution in here. I'm not talking about a person who, by drug or alcohol use, does something to himself so that he no longer understands, and while drunken or while on drugs kills himself. I'm not saying that person then would be okay. But it's possible for a person, through no fault of his own, to lose his senses. That person then would not be responsible for the action. He would be judged by God based on what he did in this life while he had the ability to reason and know the difference in right and wrong. I also think of those who intentionally give up their life in order to save others. There are many different accounts, both in times of conflict and also in times of peace, where a person sees a situation and on the spur of the moment decides that he will sacrifice himself that another person might live. This is often done when one family member may sacrifice himself for another in a time of tragedy. These people have given up their lives, but they are not guilty of committing a sin in having done so. They certainly didn't choose to die, didn't want to die, but rather they were willing to unselfishly sacrifice themselves for another, as Jesus did for all of us. So I think you can see that for a person to kill himself is wrong, and it is a sin, but it is too broad a blanket statement to say that anyone who kills himself will definitely go to hell, because there are cases where that would not be true. I hope you'll find that answer helpful.